Memo Bay's last Mishnah, finishing the first pack.
So the tripled chut doesn't break, does not rip very easily. What's the triple? Mikra Mishnah and Derech Eretz. The Moshe Enu Lo B'Mikra, the Moshe Enu Lo B'Derech Eretz. If he's not involved in these things, Enu Mina Yishuv. Not part of a productive society. Enu Mina Yishuv. Okay. When tzaddikim get yisurin in this world, what's the marshal to? So tzaddik, his real existence is in oilam haba, but he also is in this world. So in order that his Oyd Maba, Der Michal explains this at length in Derech Hashem. In order that his Oyd Maba should be totally pure, so those few averis that might be that he might have on his record are paid this world. That's called Dikus Noifai. So Mamela, now he's completely kuloy tower to go into Oyd Maba with no scratches. Right? Shemai v'ahoyer v'shitzchum mitzah v'chritzcha yishkamayit. And the Rishom is exactly the opposite. Olam ha-Rishom, the Olam ha-Zeh. When you see Rishom getting schar in this world, what's the pshat? Li'ilo n'shkulam imokam tumo. Really, they belong in the... Right. V'noif v'noif v'mokam tara. But he did a few good things. So niktos noif v'kulam imokam tumo. So cut off the noif. That's the schar that he receives in this world. So that now he's completely roy to go into a makam atoma in the Eidlam Ha'emes. He says, no, but kulam in makam toma. Kavkach bakam, shalem toy, the visham of the mazek, they should little pardon, uloi reach, the majerga tachtoina, you know, which I guess is like, you know, Gehenim, shnema, yish derech, yosh, lefne ish, rachmisa, darechim mothers. Yeah, unbelievable. So no one should ever think. Right, no one should ever think that it's a kasha. Rosh has some good things in this world, and Tzadik has some bad things in this world, because Adarabba, Chazal is saying that that's good for the Mahalich.
I know I came in the middle, but how come it didn't say the Pasuk in
nice
in the
patches.
Torah?
How come it didn't say which Pasuk?
In the Torah. Pasuk, it says in Parshas Veschan. I heard it in the speech, not that I don't know, but it says Mishal.
You listen to too many speeches, that's the problem.
Right. It says Mishal in Rosh Hapanov Lavidoi.
Lavidoi. Yeah, I wrote it well. That could be it. Yeah, well, they only need enough to get to be going to their bed. So they don't have only bad mitzvahs. So they could have. You know, Michal talks about this. He says, bad stuff they had good, just those bad things. Which pasuk should I bring? Okay. Yeah, Rashi and Chumash learned the pshat like this Gemara. Okay. So, I don't know.
Kasha must be.
Yeah. Okay. Chvar hoyo. The tarpon is a kid, mitzumah valiz, bez nidda, balud, nish'alu, shel azub, b'neim, talmud godo, maisa godo. Nen, if tarp, mamar, maisa godo. Nen, if kiva, mamar, talmud godo. Nen, if kulam amru, talmud godo. Why? Shatam and maybe the day maisa. So here the Gemara makes a statement. Since Talmud brings the Demaisa, therefore Talmud is Godel. That's the Gemara say. Yeah. What's greater? Yeah, I guess. Since Talmud, Demaisa, so Talmud is more the Iker. Because through Talmud you'll get both. So that's the Gemara says. Now this Gemara, Tosis asks, is a stealer to the Gemara Bava Kama, the Chayra. Because listen to the Gemara Bava Kama at the end of the first parak. Tonar Bon and the Kovod Asula B'Moisei, they did a great Kovod for Chizkiyah Melech when he died. Chizkiyah Melech Yudo, Shayot to the Fon of Shosh and Meshisha Elef Chalutze Kosef, 36,000 went out in front of him. That's not a big deal. They did that for Acham too, when he was a Rosh. Ella Shenichu Sefer Torah. Here was the great cover they did because Gal Melech. You ready? They took a Sefer Torah, Al Mitasa, and they put it on his mitah. And they announced Kayim Zem Ashkosav Bazeh. This one, because Gal Melech was Mekayim, what's written in this in the Sefer Torah. Tremendous cover. So Gemara says in the nowadays Nami of the Yenochav, we also do that. But we don't do it as great as what they did for Chizkiyah. Meaning, Gemara says, Afugim of Kinim, we bring it out to Sefer Torah. Anukhalam and Kinim, but we don't put it on the mito. You might say, Manukhadam and Kinim, we even put it on the mito. Kayim lo amin, but we don't announce that this person was Kayim what it says in here. That extra statement that it was Kayim what it says in there, that's only by Chizkiyah Melech. Omer Rabba Barchan, now here's where it's going to be a problem with our Gemara. When we go ask Rabbi Yechon a shayla, the Pashla, he wouldn't answer us at the Mashiach day until we wash his hands and put on and put on tefillin mabarich. For hold the marlin, then Rabbi Yechon told us, "Afilu kayim amina." Even kayim we say bismar is there. Again, the Gemara is looking for the thing that they did more for Chizkiyah HaMelech on his mita than they would do bismar is there. So either they put the Sefer Torah out, but they didn't put it down. Or they put it down, but they didn't say Kayim. So Rabbi Yochanan will even say Kayim is Manazeh. Oh, so what did they do in Asim Chizkiyah? So Rabbi Yochanan, Limed lo yamin. But we won't say learn. Kayim will say, but Limed we won't say. What does that mean? Limed's greater than Kayim. That's by definition what the Gemara means. Okay, good. That's fine. That fits with what we said so far. For like the Gemara asks on this. But didn't we say Talmud Torah is great because it brings to Maisa? What's Gemara's Kasha? So Tosfos by us speaks it out. And Rashi says it in shortened form in Bava Kama. Torah explains a little bit more. The Chayra, Godot Talmud Torah, so Talmud with the Maisa means that Maisa is the greater thing. Because the only reason Talmud Torah is good in the first place is because it brings to Maisa. That means Maisa is greater. So Gemara here means to ask, Godot Talmud Torah, Maisa is greater than Talmud. So Maisa is greater than Talmud. How can you say that, you know, for a regular person we'll say Kayim, but for Chizkiyah we even said Limit? What do you mean? Kayim is greater than Limit. That's what I'm meant to ask him, Baba Kama.
I understand by saying mice is the point. You say about the Godol, but Talmud is Godol from mice, because
it's
created to mice. The
straight way trying to
say mice is great.
Oh, so
unless
1 second.
You're, unless you're trying to be cute.
So 1 second. There's a difference in the Lashon. Godol. Yeah, we say, when we're talking about an Argamara, we say, look at the third wide line of our Gemara. We say, Talmud Godel, which means Talmud's greater. Shatamud maybe the Nemaisa. Over here, the Gemara is saying, "Va'omer Mar, Godel Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is great. Shatamud maybe the Nemaisa." That might not mean it's greater. That might mean just it happens to be a great thing because it brings to Maisa. But Maisa is still greater.
I mean, if the Argamar, the question was posed.
So.
It doesn't mean to say which is greater. It just says Talmud Godel or Maisa Godel.
Yeah, but that's what it means. No, which one's better? Which is better? So our Gemara is taking the concept of Talmud Rabbi Yehuda de Maisa and using that to explain why Talmud is better. The Gemara there seems to be taking the same concept, the Talmud Rabbi Yehuda de Maisa, and using that to prove that Maisa is greater. That's why it's asking a kasha on what Rabbi Yochanan said. So it's a steal. Look at Toys. Toys speaks it out.
I think our Gemara is saying to the, our Gemara is saying that Gadol Talmud Torah, why? Because you're going to have both. Rashi says you're going to have both.
True, but the Gemara is calling that better than Maisa.
No, it's better to do what? The Gemara of Okama is deciding which one is better from the two. Over here, we're not saying which one is better.
No,
we're saying
our Gemara is deciding which is better from the two.
That's our Gemara asked that question, which is great.
Yeah, our Gemara is calling that. That Gemara is just making a statement.
No, but our Gemara's answer doesn't necessarily mean that Talmud Torah itself is greater than Maisa. It just means that if you do Talmud Torah, you will have both.
That's what it means. Is that true? That's
because you'll have both.
Yes, because you'll have both. But Talmud Torah is greater. So here it's using the same logic to say, but
Maisa is great.
Yeah.
No, because if you have a question like, should I do Talmud Torah or should I do Talmud Torah and Maisa? So the answer is, should you do Maisim or should you do?
Or should you do Talmud
Torah? Talmud Torah,
like
because then you'll have both.
Right.
Not, but that's not
right. So that's not a. So when someone Vehichanan
said, but it doesn't mean Talmud Torah is greater. So it just means that you're going to have both because of it.
That's why it's called though. Our Gemara says that's why it's called. You might want to argue with our Gemara. Our Gemara says that is the reason why it's called. Huh?
I'm saying that Gemara.
Our Gemara says.
Which is greater?
Our Gemara says that is the reason why it's called. I understand it's called because in it you'll incorporate both. But that still means that if I'm going to, that's a more gullible thing, whatever gullible means. So here in this Gemara, it's using it for character. It's saying, how can you say on Chizkiyahu HaMelech Kayin and on other people Limeid? What do you mean? Maybe the Maisa means that Maisa is greater. So saying Kayin on Chizkiyahu is actually a lower level than saying Limeid on someone else. That's the Gemara meant to ask over there. Gemara answers. One's limit and one's malamit. Which means learning might be at a lesser level, but teaching is at a greater level. That's the Gemara answers the kash over there in Bava Kama. But the kash itself seems to be taking this statement of Talmud they might say in an opposite way. So look at Toysus. Top Toysus. Talmud Gadol Shaddam maybe they might say Tema. The Alma Besayt Bava Kama, the Bava Kama, the Bechon, the Moshe Yadeh, Marech Tzvil, the Bahadu Amaylon, the Bechon, and told us, Kayim Amin, and Limalayim Amin, which means, we say for people as man as a kain, but we don't say limud. But for Chizkiyahu HaMelech, we even said limud. Yeah, that's what the Gemara means. Baruch, and there the Gemara asks the kasha. What's Gemara's kasha? What's Gemara mean to ask? Pirush for kuntres, midnit libin me. Which what's totally on the other? Katan mit libagodol. The katan's always mit in the godol, right? Which means if we say Godol Talmud Torah should maybe the day Maisa, right? That means Maisa is really greater. It's only great because it brings the Maisa. The Maisa is greater. Vimke, and so therefore the Gemara is asking over there, Kasha, came in the Mark Kayim. If you said already Kayim, Godol should get Limit. That automatically includes the Limit. Limit is a lower level than Kayim. Shinra Koshim Kokach. So that's the Gemara meant to ask over there in Yochanan, and how can it be that for Chizkiyahu we said Kayim, for everybody else we said Limit? Adi Rabba. I'm sorry. How can Birkin say for kids go to limit everybody else say Kaim? I don't know. The Kaim's greater. I'm a mukha chasam mehaka. So you see the Gemara over there is using the statement of the Gemara here of Tam and Mevdin Maisa. Yeah, so the Gemara over there is using the concept of Tam and Mevdin Maisa to prove that Maisa is greater. Our Gemara have used that self same concept to prove Tam is greater. What's going on? It says we're misunderstanding the kasha. We're explaining the kasha over there. The kasha meant to ask that I see from Talmud Bibi that the mice is greater than Talmud, and therefore, how can you say that Chizk is a lime and a regular person is a kayan? It's backwards. No, that's not what we're meant to ask. That's what we're meant to ask over there. Bahada Amaylon then Mabichan told us kayan, Mamin, Limalar, Minon, then a regular person we say kayan. But in Chizkiyahu HaMelech, we said limeid uparich, and on that Gemara is asking, "Hasam vo'amar mar godul talmud shemevin de ma'isa," meaning imkain heich kaim im loy limeid. The Gemara didn't mean to prove from there Meaning he seems to be arguing on Rashi and Bava Kamma. Rashi and Bava Kamma the first way. Maisa Adif. The Torah says, no, the Gemara didn't mean to prove from there Maisa Adif. The Gemara meant to ask a logical question. Since Tabin is made with the Maisa, Imkein, Eich Kaim, no limit. You can't be Kaim if you weren't limit. It came in Shano Oimim Loi Kaim. So since we say to a person, Bizman Azeh Kaim, Hare Oimim Loi Limit, that means that you automatically had to have been limit first. But Amrit Kaim Amin Alimel Loi Aminon. So how can you possibly say that the Chizgam, but if we could say Limei, but a regular person could only say Kaim, but not Limei. What do you mean? If Godel Talmud Shem Talmud made the Maisa, that means you couldn't get to the Maisa without the Talmud, which means Kaim automatically incorporated Limei. So what are you talking about, Kaim Loi Limei? That's what the Gemara meant to ask. The Gemara didn't mean to ask a Kasha that we see from this, it's a higher Madrego. No, that's like our Gemara says. Talmud is Godel. We understand that. The Gemara of Gamma is not arguing on that. The Gemara is meant to ask a technical kasha. How can you say kain v'loy limeid if kain would magically mean you were limeid? That's the command of the Gemara.
You're saying you can't have kain without limeid?
The Gemara is over there, so the Torah is. Huh? I'm shot in the Gemara there. See, they didn't come under the Gemara's kasha.
No, I understand, but I think the premise, it's forced.
Yeah?
Otherwise, they're
wrong with argument. Okay. With the initial pshat in the Gemara, you would have learned, like Rashi says over there. But because it's a steer, well.
All this says.
It says, Ein Amar it's chosid. Ein Amar it's chosid means that you can't do it without the name. Ein Amar it's chosid means. You won't know what to do. You won't. There's no kain without limit because you're the proper. You don't know how to be makain things properly. So Torah just learned. That's the Gemara really meant to ask. Okay, fine, good. Then Torah says the different teretz. Yesh mafarshim. It depends if you learned anything yet. The Torah at the bottom. Yesh mafarshim. The Adam Shalom and the Dayan, if he didn't learn anything yet, the Baalim Lechem is coming to ask Im Yomitchilo if he should learn first or Yayas Lemaisa, like you were saying before. So, unlike to that guy, you say Lomitchilo, Vishenam Art Chosid. That's a. Of Adam Shalom, Kwai, Maisa Toy Vyasim Alibin, but if a person already learned, then the Maisa is greater. That's very different. I guess Rashi would have to learn more like the second. Teretz and Tosis, because Rashi Bava Kamma learned the Kasha like the first way Tosis learned the Kasha. So changing what the Kasha meant to ask, that won't help you for Rashi Bava Kamma. So what would Rashi Bava Kamma do to answer up the steer in the Gemara? Is have to say like the Yishma Barshim over here. The Chayra.
It sounds to me like that chapter. Okay? And it's still going to be okay. Probably because of the payment that are internal to right? If you do one shot, there's no chance
you can move. Give all the
right.
It'll still be okay. Tanya, back in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, God of the Talmud, Chakadma, Chadla, Bom, Shona, Lichumus, and the Mice Commission, Barba, the Shmit, and Shisha, and the Javis, and maybe Sholish, maybe Abia have you. So the Torah came 40 years before the Mitzvah of Challah, because the Mitzvah of Challah began when they came into Eretz Yisrael. 54 years before Trumas and Maisis, because that didn't start till they had the 14 years of the Mechalik Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah 61 years, because Shemitah didn't start also. Until they were Mechalik Eretz Yisrael, plus you have to add 7, so that's 61. And Yoivel was 103. Aye! Yoivel should really have been 54 plus 50, which is 104. True, but we hold Yoivel was Meshavet from the beginning of the year. So that's really at the end of the 103rd year. That's Pshat in the Braisa. Right? Shemitah is 61 because Shemitah is Meshavet at the end. But Yoivel is 103 because Yoivel was Meshavet at the beginning. Right?
We had 54, and then it's the year 55.
It was the first year of the Shemitah cycle.
I believe you today.
61. The end of 61st year is Shemitah Meshavet. And then 49 years later, Yovel's Mishnah.
It's preparation.
61.
We're still finishing up the last part.
No, Smita is 60. Yeah. I'm sorry. 54 years. Right, so Smita is at the end of 61. Right.
Starting in
61. Right. At the end of the first year is
what's starting? 61 plus 49?
Shmita is Mishana at the end of the year. End of the year.
I'm saying 60 plus 40?
That's when Shmita is Mishana. At the end of the seventh year.
60 plus 40?
At the end of the seventh year, Shmita is Mishana. At the end of the seventh year. So that's 61. No, the end.
You read a principle at the end of the
show. That's why you read the principle at the end.
This is 61 plus
40. That's called 61, but Yoiva is called 103 because it's Mishavet at the very beginning of 104th year. So that's called 103. This is the first parak still. You're late.
Not for me.
The Torah came this many years before these things. Right, Matt and Torah came this many years before these things. Yeah.
This rope doesn't matter.
Yeah?
Yep.
Just to count it off, because if Shemitah is 61, Yovel should be 104. That's a bother the Gemara. If you're adding 7 to 54, you got 61. If you're adding 50 to 54, you got 104. So why is 61 103? It's not consistent. Yeah, that's what it is, because Shemitah is Shemitah at the end, and Yovel is Shemitah at the beginning. The Avodim go out at the beginning. The Sodas go out at the beginning. Uchshem shall leave in koydin the ma'isa. Just like leaving comes for the ma'isa, kachdina koydin the ma'isa. The din on the limit comes for the ma'isa. K'derem nuna, k'derem nuna in tchidah zina shavodim ella ad v'toyr. Shnamar poit the ma'in beishes modim. Poit the ma'in. Rashi says the person who's poirik the old Torah, beishes modim, that will be the beginning of his din. So Poit the Rashi is learning it as a lotion of, you know, to throw it off, to pat himself from it. So that's his first din. Okay. Rashi points out that the Gemara says in Memma Malikin that the first thing they asked was Nesatav and Satav Emuno. So Tosis points out. So he says that's true. That's the first thing they ask you. But the first thing that that will be nifra mimenu is on the Torah. Is learning, like the Gemara says in the Lamed Zayin, Tishmun Zu Mishnah. Okay. Koshin Lo Mehigo, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon, who posted the Eidus. It is very interesting, because the Mishnah says he's not Biyush, he's not Minay Yishuv. And the Sugan Sanhedrin, that talks about if somebody is, you know, Mesachet B'Kubio has a full-time job. So it's posted the Eidus, and it says over there also, because he's not Minay Yishuv. Not Minay Yishuv is the reason the possible person made this, because the pshat is he doesn't take anything seriously enough.
Play by the rules.
Yeah,
rules of life.
Right, like Rashi says, in makbel aletzmoiv, in lebayishes ponim. He'll lie. He'll do all kinds of things that a normal person would have a conscience to do. He doesn't care. He's not in a yishuv. He's not. So it's taka pasul. Hey, this is a bichanan says such a person.
Before that's not.
So this is interesting. So Rashi says it's the same idea. He says just like the guy who's not many yishuv, it has no bishus upon him. Rashi says v'chein oicha b'shuk koil vein makbed al kavoidoi. He's not makbed on his kavod. Ain't no bish mazalz about tomorrow will live soul. He'll be mazalz himself. He doesn't care, and therefore we can't take his edus seriously. So Tosis says it's different madrigas of this. Look at Tosis. V'yishuv him apostle. There's bish b'kuntur. It's hoil vein makbed about tomorrow, and the bish mazalz about tomorrow will live soul because. Am I puzzle aid so how many be shall me be shall me be have a ok be shoko the tides brings you shall me the shim be be was eating in the shok khaz be me me so him am la in schwach the tam la be shoko that is schwach for tam khok in the shok mash with the akem that mash with that okay for tam khok it's not nice but for normal person it's fine and he was saying it's puzzle aid this well peer shim the kanana do kama be khoyte for it he says he grabbed. The argument is still about he shoplifted it from one of the stores in the shuk and he ate it. So he says Tosis in time and came sheep to the apostle of Gazel. If that's the case, he's of Gazel. So of course he's apostle of Edus. Yishloim mishachoy the pockets mishav a pruta. Okay, inam mishagol to davishin a makbid alov. Okay, so he did things which technically speaking do not have the din Gazelin, but they're things which are
tasted garanim in the
yeah. He says that's what it means that he's possible to eat this. But the case of Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe was Stam. He was eating his own food in the shuk, and that's not the same thing. That's one pshat toisus. But Yoh says no. He is mafarish kagoyin shaholich etzra moichin betoyim bishol kulam maat maat kiloroitz leknois mehem. He tastes. He said, "Can I, you know, just have a taste? I think about buying." And he goes around like that. And according to that pshat, it's very good why the Gemara calls him a kelev. That's what a kelev eats. Eating bread is more of a genai. That's what Rabbi Tam learns. So it sounds like Mir that if it's not pas and if you didn't steal it, so it's really not such a problem, unless you know. You're in Talmud Chacham, in which case it sounds like it's a problem anyway.
Is it a restaurant is also a problem? That's not considered a problem.
No, I don't think it's a restaurant. But a restaurant with outside tables, you mean? But the tables are in the shuk? That's different, I guess, yeah.
Talmud Chacham, maybe it's not so good.
Anyway, that's the sugi about eating in the shuk. Amar vidi bravan alaka ki yesh oimrim. Alaka is like the yesh oimrim. Which means that he's possible to eat this. Dorish bar kaporo. Ragzin. A person who gets angry, also if you do, so all he has left in the end is his anger. He didn't gain anything from it. Meaning, uladim toiv for a good person. Matimah moysem if he might, so he tastes from the fruits of his deeds. For kol she'enu lebevikum lemitchul lebederech eretz, which is our, you know, what our mission is talking about. Dor I know him many. You should be noyder I know from him. You should take a net and never get a know from such a person. Shemar v'moysem leitzim liyoshem. Don't sit with the leitzim. Moshavoy moysem leitzim. And such a person. He's not oitzim mishnah mikra derech eretz, so he's a mishnah leitzim because what, like Rashi says, what else is he doing? So he's going to be busy with litzonis most of the time, and therefore you shouldn't really have anything to do with him. Haj nalach ha'isha niknas ha'ish makadish boy ubishluchay. We will start the new parak, and you can start now if you want seder time. Start the first amid, the Gemara, Rashi, some of the Tosfos, maybe not all of them, and. I think it means working. Or like being oisik in some kind of productive.
I mean,
yeah, that really means like there's Eretz Kilo. Check it out in Arts Pool. Oops, I was recording. Oops.
Wait, Smashman is not doing anything.
Yeah.